1071 CJCS FM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. We're looking for your help with Stratford Purse ShelterLink. Joining us on the phone line is the co-chair of Stratford Purse ShelterLink with the information about looking for new board members. Michelle Cutts is on the line. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, Jamie. Thank you so much for having me.
Michelle, it's our pleasure. Looking for board members for Stratford Purse ShelterLink. But before we get to that, can we remind folks about Stratford Purse ShelterLink, what this is all about?
Absolutely. So we're a youth services organization, and we're actually the only youth shelter in Purse County. So we serve youth who are experiencing homelessness or at risk of homelessness, generally between the ages of 16 to 24. And we do have a all-emergency services shelter that provides these youth with, obviously a warm bed to sleep in, necessities, shower, food, but also with supports and programming to help them get back on their feet and help them get, employment or education or have independent living availability.
It is such an important part of our community, such vital services there. And Michelle, Stratford Purse ShelterLink has been around for quite some time. It's gone under a few name changes, but it's known as Stratford Purse ShelterLink.
Yeah, so it's been Stratford Purse ShelterLink now for about 20 years, but some people might have known it as Harbor House or SAIL. So it's been around for a little over 35 years now, almost. So it's definitely been rooted in our community for a long time and has, over the years helped a lot of youth. And now people are well into their adulthood, living very successful lives. And they really do thank that to ShelterLink.
So you're looking for board members currently.
We are. So we have a few of our wonderful board members who are finishing up their term on our board. We have an AGM coming up in September. So we are definitely looking for some new people who are passionate about the cause. We're looking for people from all different backgrounds and all walks of life. But we are also, on a little bit of a search for someone who has maybe some HR experience or law experience or finance in particular. But that should never deter anyone from applying because, again, we have all different walks of life and backgrounds on our board, and we love that kind of diversity of ideas and backgrounds to be able to support the mission and the cause of the organization.
Well, I think you touched on it right there, looking, for various types of backgrounds. So, people can bring their experiences or their knowledge to something like this.
Absolutely. I mean, we have people on the board who have some lived experience, and we have people on the board who are retired teachers, finance, myself, I work in the fundraising and development world. So people with all different ideas can absolutely support the cause and the mission. And we're always looking for that fresh perspective to move ShelterLink into a really positive light and move ShelterLink into, the future of 10 years from now. What can we do for this community?
So if people want some more information or to become a board member with Stratford Purse ShelterLink, how can they do that?
Absolutely. So I would say check out our Facebook page at Stratford Purse ShelterLink. There's all the information there to apply to be a board member, but also who to contact if you're looking for more information. My contact information is there. But you can also get a sense of who we are if you're not familiar with us from our social media. And then, of course, if you have questions, you just want to use a direct email and you don't necessarily have Facebook, you can always email our executive director, Kate Trudeau, at management@shelterlink.org.
And Kate Trudeau is your new executive director, I understand.
Yes. She just started in May, and she's just been an absolute firecracker. Coming out of the pandemic, every shelter was struggling across the country. There wasn't a single shelter that wasn't having its struggles coming out of the pandemic, and we were no different. And Kate has just been such a breath of fresh air to kind of revitalize everyone, bring up that morale, boost our clients, boost our staff, and kind of reboost some of our community partnerships. So we're so lucky to have Kate Trudeau as our new ED.
And again, if you would like some details, we'll share it, of course, on our social media where you can access that. The best place, of course, we'll share the details is at mystratfordnow.com. If you're looking to become a board member with Stratford Perth ShelterLink, you can help out that way. And of course, there's fundraisers down the road. I think everybody knows about Coldest Night of the Year, which is part of a Stratford Perth ShelterLink fundraiser.
Absolutely, and it's a tradition in Stratford. We've been doing it for a long time. We raise about $180,000 a year. We do share that with United Way and the Connection Center, so it is a great community partnership of spreading the joy and spreading the generosity of this community. But Coldest Night of the Year, it's tradition, it's the last Saturday in February. And we'll be announcing all of that information coming up in December.
And again, if you'd like to help out with donations, I've seen recently posted on the Stratford Perth ShelterLink Facebook page about things like donations of all types of things, like toothbrushes, cutlery, that sort of thing.
Absolutely. So, you know, there's so many ways that you can support if you're passionate about the cause. You don't have to be a millionaire to make a huge cash donation. We're always looking for even those small in-kind donations, jars of peanut butter, extra cutlery, as you said, toothbrushes, toothpaste, hygiene products, jars of mayonnaise, olive oil, pasta, rice. So, you know, if you're also at the grocery store and maybe you have an extra few dollars, you know, just grab an extra thing of pasta for us, and that would be so helpful for us.
And again, it's Stratford Perth ShelterLink with shelterlink.org is the website. Of course, you can also check them out on Facebook. And again, become a board member and be part of this Stratford Perth ShelterLink. Michelle Cutts, co-chair with Stratford Perth ShelterLink. And Michelle, just in terms of final thoughts, you know, ShelterLink has been around under various names over the years, but I can't imagine if we lost something like ShelterLink. It is so vital for our community to continue to have a place like this for young people.
Absolutely. I mean, there's so many organizations in Perth County that support those who are vulnerable, but we are the only youth shelter. So we're the only ones that are able to support kind of that demographic with shelter itself. And again, with inflation rates and coming out of the pandemic, we're seeing homelessness on the rise within youth, around 12% in the province. So there's definitely an increase. So losing an organization like this to the community could be really detrimental.
ShelterLink.org is the website with all of the details. Michelle Cutts with Stratford Perth ShelterLink. Thanks for your time, Michelle.
Thank you so much, Jamie, and thanks to the community who supports us so well.